kind of early in the morning. Maybe you have a hard time dragging yourself out of bed. Here are some tips, according to a health and wellness magazine, that you may benefit from.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking at them, and I maybe do one some of the time.
Would you try any of the others?
Maybe. So one of them is right before bed, fill up a big glass of water, put it on your nightstand, and as soon as you open your eyes, reach over and drink it, and you'll feel instantly awake and hydrated.
Okay. But don't drink it overnight, because then you have to get up and pee.
Yeah. Or leave the cats out of the room, because they will get into it and spill it, and then you'll have a mess to clean up in the middle of the night as well.
Do not have that problem.
If you're a coffee drinker, set the coffee maker to go off, and so you literally smell the coffee as
the aroma wakes you up.
Yep, the aroma, for sure. Even if you're not, I would imagine that would probably work, because sometimes I know a lot of people who like the smell of coffee a lot more than they like the actual taste of coffee.
Do you think people have coffee makers and brew the coffee to not drink the coffee, but just smell the coffee?
Well, if someone else in your house drinks coffee and you don't.
Gotcha.
Right. Put a framed picture of something that you did that was a big accomplishment for yourself, like finishing a race or climbing a mountain or whatever, close to your bed. So when you wake up, you see that motivation, and that is a motivator.
I don't have that either.
I know. So far, coffee's really the only one I've done it.
Yep. Nope. Don't have accomplishments. Nope.
If you use your phone as an alarm clock, these are like tips for dragging yourself out of bed, right?
Uh-huh.
Make sure you program it to wake up with your kind of get psyched anthem. Like Ben and Kelly.
Right.
Ben and Kelly!
Yes!
Again, I don't do that.
Okay. You don't wake up to us?
No, all right. I don't. Okay. I don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't choose it either.
Say no to social media. A lot of people, first thing they do when they wake up is check their phone.
Oh, nobody needs
whatever.
That.
So they say, don't do that.
Right.
That'll
just make you mad and depress you or something.
That'll help get you out of bed a little bit quicker. Keep things interesting.
What does that mean?
Pick out a new outfit. And that was another tip, is to have your outfit already picked out for you. So that's like a motivation to get up, get out. Do it.
When you kind of dress in the dark, that's kind of essential for people that do maybe get up before your partner does.
And then phone a friend. And I'm like, what?
No.
I don't want to do
that.
Except phone a friend is more like schedule an early morning maybe workout with a friend. So it motivates you to get up, to go somewhere, to actually work out or be active before you have to start your day.
Yeah,
Again,
really do that either.
All of this stuff, and then the last one, talk to yourself. Spend 60 seconds just giving yourself a pep talk.
Okay, wait until you, get out of the room, again, if you have a sleeping partner, because they're going to be like, shut up! Shut up! Yes, you're amazing! You're going to have an amazing day! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
What would your pep talk sound like to yourself?
My pep talk?
As you're laying in bed, you're wanting to get up, and you're trying to motivate yourself to get up. You're pumping Kelly K up.
I would say, listen, you only have to really try until about 9 o'clock, and then you can sail through the last hour of the show because no one's really listening. And then after that, you can maybe find some time to sit for a second.
I mean, you're sitting now.
I am, but... I'm working hard finding words.
Okay. You're right. You're right. This is early in the morning. We're trying to give ourselves a pep talk.
Yes.
Like the I'm good enough. I'm
smart enough.
I find
the finish line and I tell myself, listen, really 9 o'clock. And then you can smooth sail it till 10 o'clock. And then we press the off button and we can be done with the words.
And then we just.
For most of the day.
Be
I don't
quiet.
Use a lot of words the rest of the day.
No.
I honestly don't.
No, I know. A lot of people are like. When they talk to my wife about me, they're like, yeah, he's kind of quiet.
Yeah, no, because we're out of words.
I use up all my words.
Yes.
I have a finite number of words per day, and when I've used them up, I've used them up.
All done.
All right.
That's my pep talk. What's your pep talk? Same thing. Just get to 9 o'clock.
You
sail through, not really work that hard going to 10.
You know what? You know what I do? A lot of times, the first thing I do is I think about what I'm going to eat that day.
Oh,
and it like
I get you jazzed.
I'm food motivated a lot of times. I enjoy food, so I go okay. All
right, what could lunch bring in my life today?
Maybe I am a little bit hungry, so maybe I could do a little bit of granola and some
granola makes you happy.
Well, I'm just
you get jazzed about granola.
Kelly, you haven't been eating the right granola, obviously.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. I guess I've been missing the whole excitement behind granola.
Right.
All right.
So, no, I think about all the food that I'm going to have that day. And then, ooh, maybe for lunch, maybe I'll make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the crust cut off. And then,
are you five? You're getting excited about granola and peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the crust cut off?
I'm just saying, whatever motivates you, Kelly. We're not motivate shaming here.
We're not
motivate shaming anyone.
Okay.
Whatever motivates you is what motivates you, right?